Today, leaders in Cleveland, Ohio, agreed to overhaul that city's police force as part of a settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice, which found excessive use of force in the force. Mayor Frank Jackson called this a transformative time.
Today, May 26, 2015, marks a new way of policing in the city of Cleveland, one built on a strong foundation of progressive change, sustained trust, and accountability.
The settlement comes days after a white police officer was acquitted in the deaths of two unarmed black suspects in a car, and months after a scathing report from the DOJ that found the police in Cleveland engaged in a pattern and practice of excessive and unnecessary force against civilians. And it's also the second time in about 10 years that the Cleveland Police Department has been scrutinized by the Department of Justice. Ronnie Dunn is professor of urban studies at Cleveland State University. He joins us from here in our contributing station, WCPN. And professor, you were at meetings today. Tell us more about the terms of this settlement.
Robin, the city has reached agreement with the Department of Justice in what is, from my early review, appears to be a very comprehensive and robust reform package. If the city is able to implement it as described in that meeting this morning, Cleveland will have a state-of-the-art 21st century police force that will bode well for enhancing the relationship between the city and its residents and the way that policing is done potentially across the nation.
Well, look, some of the things the DOJ found, Cleveland police unnecessarily use deadly force, use excessive force against mentally ill people, inappropriately use stun guns and chemical sprays, punches, often imperiled bystanders when they used force. So be more specific about what would make it now a state-of-the-art department.
Well, for example, the provision in the Internal Affairs Division, having a civilian over the civilian, the Internal Affairs Unit, that is groundbreaking. That is novel. I am not aware of that being done anywhere in the nation.
We think you're right that this is unique, that the Police Internal Affairs Division in Cleveland would be headed by a civilian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're also going to have a federal monitor appointed and a judge to oversee the reforms?
Yes, that is correct. The agreement was filed with the federal court, and a judge has been appointed the case. And federal monitor teams will submit RFPs to apply to be selected as the monitor and come in and oversee the implementation of the reforms and provisions in the agreement.
We'll submit RFPs? What are they?
Request for proposals. Respond to a request for a proposal. So they will submit proposals detailing how they will go about implementing the reforms and recommendations.
Well, here's what Police Chief Calvin Williams said about a call for community policing in the agreement. Let's listen.
I have to, as chief, make sure that that community policing philosophy is part of the DNA of the Cleveland Division of Police. And that's what I intend to do. So that's kind of how this thing kind of wraps up in a nutshell. If we get that done, then all the other stuff is easy.
You know, we've heard about this in other cities, Ronnie Dunn, that cities who have taken cops out of cars, put them on the beat, put them in neighborhoods, not rotated them out so that they get to know neighborhoods, in some cities, give out their cell phone numbers so that they're communicating with neighborhood leaders in the neighborhoods that they are walking. Is this what is being talked about?
Yes, yes. And it is essential. If we're going to truly make our cities and our streets and neighborhoods and communities safe, we have to engage the residents in those communities. Any police officer will tell you they can't arrest their way out of the crime problems that they're confronted with alone. And the community policing component, once we build that trust, what we have to do is now when the hearts and minds of residents in these inner city communities that have been impacted in an adverse way in relation to the police for some time. And that's the source of a lot of the tension that we see across the nation. So once we have that engagement and are able to build trust and a partnership, then the residents will, and it's a mutual trust and respect that has to occur and be built, then they will work along with police to help address the real crime problems in those communities. And that will get at that issue of the stop snitching culture, which has taken hold in so many inner city communities.
That's Ronnie Dunn, professor of urban studies at Cleveland State University. He was involved in the meeting today in which Cleveland officials accepted a settlement, a decree from the Department of Justice in the way that they reform that police department. And now leaders like him and other civilians will be working with the police to make sure it happens. Ronnie, thank you.
Thank you.